Nice.
What's back. Up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Only Pods, presented by Preferences and References. We got me, Demonic. We got the homie Void in the house. We got Einstein, Tenna. What's up, guys?
Let's go.
How you doing?
New Year's edition. Not the new year. It's pre-New Year edition.
It's our last recording for this year.
So. It's our last recording for this year. You guys are going to be hearing this in April.
Would it be last year's edition?
We'll talk next year, guys.
Right?
Speaking from the past.
What's up, guys? How was your guys' week?
It's been decent.
Einstein, good. You weren't even here for like three recordings. Don't say that. Where were you at? Let's talk about you.
Life.
Life just hit you home.
Life is life.
What's his name?
I know, right? What's my name?
What's whose name?
The life.
My name. Tell
us the
story.
The one that's been giving him life, putting life in him.
There you go.
How'd you and him meet?
We met at the park. We went to the
dogs. So isn't that like the plot for like Legally Blonde 2, where there's the two dogs that like fell in love with each other, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm a congressman." He's like, "Oh no shit, that's my dog, and I'm a lawyer I'm trying to get in contact with you." You know,
I vaguely remember that movie right there.
Yeah, I gotta see.
I just remember that scene because I've seen that more recently because of the TikTok clips rather than actually seeing that freaking movie.
I do remember it was good though. I gotta see it again.
I never knew that was a Sandra Bullock movie. Like,
oh, Sandra Bullock's
like
in there?
She directed it, right? Or was she in it?
No, wait. Am I thinking the wrong movie then? Isn't Sandra Bullock in Legally?
Are you talking about Miss Congeniality?
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking about. Never mind.
It's all right.
Never mind.
You tried.
That's a different thing altogether, bro.
I don't want to throw out the R word. I'm just saying. Not all white people look alike.
You can say retarded. It's fine. It's acceptable now.
It's pronounced retard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Without the D, retard.
So
sounds like someone.
We're gonna
talk
about something today. Yeah.
Whatever we talk about, the non-elephant.
Let's start
in the
with
room?
The elephant that's bald-headed and wears glasses. I think this is a baller news.
Oh, yeah, our
Nazi,
homie.
Nazi.
Guys,
Nazi.
Guys, it's a sad day. Yes, our Lord and Savior Andrew Tate. Has been
Lord and Dictator.
Oh. Lord Dictator. Arrested.
He was arrested.
What, SDE?
Emphasis on dick.
Was he arrested too?
Yeah.
Well, we know he was taken in, but he was in Romania, so we don't know how they're...
So apparently, like, the authorities have been making this case against him for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't just say, fuck it, we're going to show up in your house based off a post you put online, right? So they were watching him. And the theory is there was a girl that he tricked over from the U.S. and into her, like, the streaming business that he has, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, hold up, I didn't really feel like I wanted to do this, kind of got told to do it, you know. That freedom of right was kind of restricted, so she's like, I'm gonna go talk to my boyfriend. Made a clause, an issue, and they started investigating. That's why he's being held for charges of human trafficking.
Did you see that's pretty cool how they got him though?
Yeah,
why they
caught
him
the way they caught him. Yeah,
you know how they found him?
Yeah, well, so I'll let you guys know.
I don't.
How dare they find him.
I know, right?
No, it's pretty cool how they found him, because homeboy, well, I mean, that's what you get for talking shit about, you know, our lady goddess, Greta Thunberg.
I know, everyone's praising her now. Like, she's the one that did all the work. Like, she's freaking L from Death Note.
On Wikipedia, if you see the fights Andrew Tate has had before, we see that Grimberg just at loss for him. I was like,
yeah, apparently homeboy decided to do a video call out, and homeboy had a pizza delivered, and the authorities were monitoring it, and then they got his location from the pizza.
There's nothing sweeter than having your own arrogance fact check you and then also humble your ass right then.
Right.
Like, damn, crazy. That's such a clean cut too. I was like, fuck, you know?
Damn, I'm about to look this shit up.
I mean, her comeback was pretty cool, though.
But wasn't it, like, within a day?
Yeah,
like,
no, it really was within a day.
Almost overnight, this man got messed up.
When I saw that Twitter with that video with him, like, showing off the pizza, and I'm like, that's crazy that he's just willing to show that pizza. I'm like, anyone can know that.
Right.
He's locally there.
No, literally.
Self-docs.
And I just didn't think about it. And then next thing you know, this happens. But I didn't think it was because of the damn pizza.
No,
though.
They found him because, like, they haven't been able to find him. Like Void said earlier, you know, they've been building a case against him. And then, like, they couldn't track him down, or they didn't know where
at. They knew where he lives and stuff, but they couldn't prove that he was in the country, so they couldn't arrest him. So they're like, until we get proof that he's here, you can't do shit. And then he posts a picture of himself or video, right?
With
right.
Pizza.
You got self-docs, bro.
God is ass.
So no more Hustler University, homie.
No more $50 a month.
Right, literally.
Nah, trust me. They're the OnlyFans, and they're paying them out right now.
Well, actually, he got out within, when was it? Within 4 hours, he was out.
He's a freaking millionaire.
So you can pay bail like we do, and then they hold him for a month. Like, you still have a month. You can't leave the nation, whatever.
Like 30 days.
You're stuck there 30 days. Within 30 days, we have to put the crimes. We have to give the reason why we're arresting you, essentially. He's been detained. He's not in jail. So I don't want to make people confused.
Did they give him a reason yet, or they still come up with
that? Well, human trafficking is what the clause is. So we'll see how that goes. And the craziest part is, like, have you seen the footage of him when he's getting attacked? Like, or not attacked, but raided?
I've seen only when they, like, when they knock on the door and stuff like that. I haven't really...
Fuck, man, it sounds exciting. I
haven't really had...
Bro, so they come in, like, flashbanging, and literally all you see, like, is a squad.
Did they flashbang?
Well, they flashbang the first door, and then get in. But, like,
because I know they found guns or something like that in there, too, right?
Women police just coming in. I was like, bro, he would target and trigger after the squad there.
That's crazy.
But...
Cheese.
So, I want to segment off to that.
Happy New Year to him.
Yeah, right. Well, he's going to have a good time this year. I'm supposed to be drinking with my boys, and now I'm here in jail.
That's crazy.
I need to work on my take.
You had to work on your take.
Apparently, he's not going away anywhere anytime soon.
I don't think he is. He's rich. He's gonna take a sweetheart deal. He's gonna be pay off. You know, he's not gonna do time. I guarantee.
No, he's not. But so, just want to segue into that to say, all right, when's something in your life experience that you ran into that you caused your own problem, and you're like, shit, you know,
fuck,
my man digged his own hole. We gotta be honest about that. Like, hey, we did that shit.
Bro, you don't need to humble us, all right? You don't need to call us out.
No, I call myself at five every day. That's why I'm like, what? We need to share this shit.
So ask the question again.
So, what's something you've done in your life that's kind of made you dig your own hole and lay in it, essentially? Caused your own problem.
Yeah, where you had a big ass problem, but it was your fucking fault.
Think of that meme where you're like, someone did this and you were pointing yourself in the mirror. We can't fucking afford this.
Damn, like, I don't think a major one like that has happened to me, so.
I'm glad you haven't been arrested, yeah.
Right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. come back to me on that one. I gotta think about it. That one's a hard one. Like,
I'm trying to think too.
What about you, Einstein?
It's a little Einstein.
It's a little Einstein.
It's kind of hard, honestly.
Right? Because, like, it's like a.
Kind of hard.
Is the question? You know? It's very hard.
It's a fence post.
I got to think about it.
You got to think about it?
Yeah, I got to
think. Use your original brain, not the other head.
What was the question again?
Question is, when
what
did
made you hard? Oh, wait, no, sorry. Go ahead.
We know what he's thinking about. He needs. Those are inquiring minds right there he's asking for.
There you go.
What's a situation in your life where you put yourself in that situation, like, oh shit, I messed up and I did this to myself?
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's I've been in many situations like that.
It's every day when I wake up.
Yeah, no, right? Every day I work, I'm like, damn,
feels like there's way more.
Bro, how are your questions, like, hard to answer, but Z's are like,
mine were less than like, I want to say 20.
It was
20
a story. The story led into the question.
I know. I was like, I give you an example. We got someone fucked up.
Yeah.
Why can't you host?
He goes, I left my text message. I didn't delete my text messages.
So for me, most of this shit starts when it's like I scheduled something out, and I was like, oh, I'm fucking exhausted, and I just like, I could take a nap. I can do a 30-minute nap. You know, I listen to that siren song saying you can chill out for a bit before you go do this thing, instead of staying awake for 30 more minutes to go do the thing. Like earlier today, I fell asleep. I wake up. I'm like, oh shit, I'm fucking running late. Yeah, and it's
damn.
That's my guilty sin. I take naps when I need them because I don't sleep as often as I should.
I think yours would be mine. Like, it's like saying, like, committing to something and then, like, you're like, shit, now I have to do it. Like, because, like, nothing really major has happened like that to me. So yours is
major because it happens so often.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, man. Like, these things happen a lot, but I'm trying to think of something big where, you know, really fucked me up kind of thing or whatnot.
That's what I'm trying to think of the two.
See,
but
like the sleeping one. Like, I had a little procedure done like 2-3 weeks ago, and I told my coworkers, but I didn't tell my
male. First of all, how many inches did you add?
Oh, I had it. Well, now. So now I'm at 3. I added 3.
You said it wrong. You should have said it. It's like there was an increase of 100%.
Yeah, exactly. I had an innie. Now I got an outie. No. But I had a procedure done. I told all my coworkers it was cool. We had like a big day we had a setup for. And I was like, cool. Like,
they threw a party? Damn.
Because, because my boss wasn't supposed to be there. And so I was like, cool. I'm communicating with everybody that, you know, I feel like I need to. And then they put me under something, I don't know, anesthesia or some shit. And when I got out, I was like hella lightheaded and woozy and shit like that. And I still wanted to help them go to the office and shit, because I'm like, fuck it, it'll make time go by. It's like the last day of work kind of thing.
You're bleeding everywhere.
And then I got home instead of driving to work. And then I was like, you know what? Same shit like you. I was like, I'm just going to go to, just take a quick nap. Like, you ain't no harm in that. They said I should be asleep all day anyway. And then woke up like 2 hours later and missed the meeting. And then Missed another thing. I wasn't supposed to be there, but my boss showed up, and he was, like, upset that I didn't communicate with him or whatnot. Everybody else knew, but not him.
Why weren't you in the office, boss? Yeah, mm-hmm. The table was turned. Why were you there?
I'd be like, yeah, aren't you supposed to be on fucking vacation, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, you know, kind of like what you were saying right now, sometimes volunteering for something way in advance, and then like, by the time it fucking comes up, you're like, right. Oh, shit, I got to go.
That's why I hate planning things like
fucking kids, you know? Kids like, hey, can we do this? Yeah. Just so they can kind of get out your way for a second.
But you said, yeah, bro. You fucked up.
And then you see, yep. And then my daughter is like the fucking like king, queen at that shit. Just,
oh, yeah.
I tell her to clean up with some shit. She'll act like she won't fucking remember. But if I promise her something for her, she will remember.
She's like, you just gaslit me, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Every day. Didn't you say that one time? Like, what the hell? Bro, she's a woman.
They have that power.
It's crazy.
They have the power to remember that one thing that you said that you forgot about.
It benefits them. But yeah, exactly. When you ask something from them, they act like, you didn't say anything.
That's funny. Yeah, no, bro, they have that power.
It's funny because she'd be doing that. Be like, just like today, like, I'll tell her something. And mom goes, did you hear him? Hear who? Like, well, I'm loud as fuck. And I just laugh now. Like, it's pissing me off. But at the same time, like, see what I'm saying? I was like, she just fucking tunes me out. But then when she wants
something. You're like, outstanding move, but your ass is grounded.
Yeah. They have that power right there. And also the power to just think about what they want you to do. And if you don't do it, shame on you. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have to ask you to do it. You should already fucking know and do it.
Mini gaslighters.
Right.
So. So for this year, obviously we want to be able to change our shit up. So for this year's New Year's new problem, let's resolve it by not scheduling shit in advance. Sound good?
I mean,
we're throwing away the agendas, boys. We don't need that shit no more.
Yeah, tell Z, delete that calendar, however you say it. Yeah, I don't know. He's trying to backseat co-host.
Whoever do you mean?
Right. Okay, guys. So I don't really do resolutions. Like, it isn't really not my thing because, you know, what is it? What do they say? Like, 95% of all New Year's resolutions are broken within, like, the first 2 days or something like that. So, I'm curious. Like, do you guys do resolutions? Like, is that, like, a thing you do or you just, like, try to, like...
Why would I lie to myself like that?
Right?
Why would I hurt myself like that, you know?
But I don't usually call them resolutions. Something like, I'm like, I'll probably start. I might start, like... My New Year's resolution kind of started early, which was I bought a exercise bike. That was me and my girl's gift to each other. So we didn't do like a, you know, trading off like gifts. We didn't buy each other anything. We just basically like went in an exercise bike. So my New Year's resolution came in.
Because you guys are cheap.
Exactly. $300 cheap. Technically $400, but we got $100 worth of discounts. So
there you go.
Right? No, so yeah, so basically I started my New Year's resolution, quote unquote, early. And my thing is like at least I wanna bike at least every single day. And right now, like, it's kind of like I'm in a mission against myself to where right now at first I started, but that shit was hard. But now I'm actually like getting better at it. So right now I'm doing like with resistance on the bike. I'm doing 10 miles in 40 minutes. Damn. And that's with resistance. And I'm also following it.
Look at those calves, bro.
They're not there. They're in the quads. Bro. The calves aren't there, right? Yeah, I wish for those. I've been wishing for those since I was in high school, right? But no, yeah. So
your calves?
Yeah, my calves. Exactly. I would trade inches for calves. All right.
Isn't that crazy how that shit makes some men insecure? They're fucking calves,
bro. No, for real. It's like, and then it's like there's some people that are just blessed with calves, and they're like they've never seen a gym in their life. And you're like, no, like, give me that.
They
shit.
Got that thick boy stuff, and they're like, how'd you get them? Born with them. Son of a.
Right. Yeah, but that's basically like my New Year's resolution. It's basically like I said, I started early, but I just want to be like do the bike like basically like every single day and like keep consistently at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a TV in front of it and shit. Mm-hmm.
No, well, at first I had it in the living room, but then
he listens to our podcast again.
Right, I just get mad at it. He's like, I need the games,
son. Much more irritating than hearing Z for another hour.
Listens to Einstein. Ooh, woo.
Right.
Ooh,
say it. Do it. Do the jingle. Shit. Do it.
Do the thing.
Why your heart rate
ooh,
spiked right there?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can you say it less sexy?
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, no, I have it in my gym, and I have my computers right there. So I put on a hit.
Yeah, my boy's a millionaire. He's got a gym and a house and he's
right. Damn. My Lambo in the back. No,
I only have 10 roaches in my house.
Oh, damn.
That's a motel right there, son.
She listened back to the episode with.
Did you guys even answer the question though, or no?
Now nah, we kind of glossed over it.
You just glossed.
Wait, what question?
We're talking about like the time you got yourself in a pitfall.
No, we kind of did. We said that it's basically almost your thing.
Yeah, it's just always being late.
Yeah, homeboy over here is not even paying attention. He's just smiling on his phone.
I was on my phone. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I want whatever he's having, dog. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Pass it around.
You haven't
pass
answered my question.
Oh. Yeah.
My question was, do you do New Year's resolutions?
If new goals count at it, I mean, I guess.
Is it like a new year, new you kind of thing? Are you going to put a D in your name?
I know, right? Well, honestly, that was a good
one. You said he's going to get the D later? Is that what you said?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, your mom didn't put the D in your name, so you can get it later.
Yeah. She's all like, nah, he already got one. He good.
Forever chasing the D. That should be something.
Know, right? That's someone's status out there. We already know.
Like, sorry, my name don't got the D, but I got a D. Other D, though. It's like,
it's down here.
No, you should. Your status should be like, ask about the D later, you know? Like, there that's that.
Tell me the deets, son. Okay, son.
Deets nuts. Got him.
All right.
We have a guest. Someone new. Let's see if they're in.
Someone new?
They're waiting. Joining.
Someone new. And someone old. Someone
three,
blue.
Two. One.
Action.
Happy ding, 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 ding.
Hello?
Present yourself.
Individual. Sir, we cannot hear you.
Someone new. Who is this new person?
In the name of Jesus, I command you. Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Oh, there it is. How are you?
You like my picture?
You like his picture?
I freaking told you. Is this Z?
No, it's not.
No.
It is. Oh, my God. All right, I'm dropping up.
Drop him.
Someone new.
It is someone new. What are you talking about?
Are those Mickey Mouse ears on a troll face?
For is real? It? Let me see.
Yeah, oh, it's terrible.
Everybody wanted to know how I looked. Now they get a chance to see it.
You had a choice to get rid of the glasses and you still kept them.
Hey,
he's like, those are legit.
You guys are killing it, bro.
Send them home, guys.
I know. Why'd you accept it?
Let me ask you a question, dude.
No,
isn't camping a good way to practice?
Practice what?
Isn't
practice,
it a good time to
practice?
Practice
what, bro?
Like
practice what?
Homeless?
It's practice being homeless.
Oh, sorry. It looks
it's
like
a good
up.
Practice to disable this user.
Are you foreshadowing something? Are you doing
I'm
okay?
I'm just saying, dude.
Practice
you're taking
what,
the best things.
What best things are you taking?
Practice the next year's resolution, being able to camp more.
Camp what? Camp where?
Okay. You're a camper in every game we play, so I don't
won't
give
you,
a shit.
Won't you camp at that home that you pay for?
Wait, but
dude,
this is first time camping.
Yeah, people are like, let's go out and do things. I'm like, can I stay home? Like, is that an option?
Okay, but we really want to know, are you using your car to talk to us?
Wow. Maybe this is a ChatGPT.
Do we still like you while you drive or what?
you know, my man don't know how to use a stick.
I'll tell you what. I don't know if you've ever driven. If you've ever driven
stick?
Without any clothes on, but it's very stimulating.
Bro, we know where you're going, all right?
Stick with a capital
we
stick.
We had a little birdie told us.
Right? Sir, this is a PG show.
No, yeah, no PG, way. Sir. Ainz doesn't know any.
Who?
Ainz is joking, dude.
That wasn't
Ainz.
We're not talking about
Ainz. Cancer today, so.
Ainz all ghoul.
But you don't have balls.
I don't know who Ainz is.
So.
Hey, do you guys think next year is going to be a better year than this year for you? I don't think it will be.
Dang, you awesome. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, yo, hang up on this hater. Hey, like, ASAP. What a hater.
How many minutes does he have left? Can
nah,
we take him
I don't even think about that stuff anymore. I used to, you know, thinking about New Year's resolutions and changing, but, you know, the only thing that really
he basically
fucking
took my
to me,
question and, like, rewarded it.
Yeah, what a hater.
Right?
Hey, excuse me.
He's always a hater.
But it's all right. I still believe
guys,
that you're the originator.
It's my time.
Excuse it's me. Not your time. You
excuse
didn't pay
me,
for
sir.
Come
we,
here and
we
tell
don't,
me that's
we
my
don't,
face.
We don't condone
like,
people driving and talking here. And being on, you know, electrical devices. So for your safety.
Even though his car is an electrical device?
Yeah. You know, for your safety, you should probably get off, sir.
Yeah, you should probably, like, you know.
But thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead. Come on anytime you want. We stream live Thursdays.
Do not come back.
He goes, come on anytime you want. Come on me.
We have a moratorium with someone.
Come on whoever you want.
You young folks are such an inspiration to me. I'm on this podcast that I have with my friends, but this right here is like.
Oh, it looks like he cut off. Let's go, guys.
Hurry.
Oh, man. Dang it. He was going to say something real good.
So you don't think about the negatives in like the upcoming year? Which I don't really.
I already have too many problems to fucking deal with. Why would I do that?
Yeah, it was kind of like what, you know, what Z was saying, what, like a couple weeks back, you know?
Who?
Someone new.
Yeah,
someone new.
Some void, sorry. Oh, shit, hold up. I got a fucking burp stuck. But, you know, you kind of think about that daily, at least as you grow older. You know, don't try to eat. I used to get trapped up by the whole this year going to do. No, just start it then, you know, when you're ready. Don't make it rely on that, because then if you fall off, you're going to fucking wait for the next New Year's, you know. Just,
right.
You know, take it how you can, Dave.
Everybody's fitness journey always begins on a Monday. Mm-hmm. Instead of right now, it always begins on a Monday. And then if they miss it, well, next Monday it is.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's kind of like the more you attach it to things like that, the more you're prone to kind of like fail. Just, you know, do it because you want to do it, not because.
Right. If you're going into the new year already thinking like it's going to be a shitty year, like then you make it a shitty year.
Yeah. Like that last caller that said our year was going to be.
Right. He tried predicting our years. You know why? Because like we have like our podcast is going good, you know, because the other host is somewhere else, you know. Taking it, giving it. I don't know what he's doing. Right. But he's
slacking off. What?
Exactly. Slacking off a lot. But we finally got a good rhythm with a good host.
And younger version of him.
A younger version of, and even better looking too. Yeah, like, bro, his good. Voice.
And he don't even have the D, because
he doesn't even have
later.
The D.
No, but yeah, I try not to get caught up.
Did
on
you
that
say
stuff.
We just cougared someone? We got someone younger and better.
Damn.
Yeah. Look
that's
at
that's crazy.
Actually we're technically
like,
silver foxes.
Like, shit, I'm never leaving again.
Like, damn.
We're having a better time without him. He's like, God, how do they do that? It's like
nah, but
the one time he leaves, Boyd brings drinks again.
I know, right?
The only thing I think about now.
Give me a week, guys. After this week, I'll be able to drink and I'll be able to make our good drinks. I promise you. I have some.
Oh, you didn't know him, but like before all this right here.
You got a Bartizzi or what?
No, homeboy over here got down the drinks, bro.
Like what? Like mixed drinks?
Yeah.
What's up? Let's do it.
I've been not drinking for a while, so that's why I was like, I can't. So
get the stuff, bro.
Oh, you don't understand. I've leveled up my shit since then. I have this. It's like a briefcase that I open up, becomes a bar table.
Oh wow! Okay.
So it has
normal people in their briefcase usually have like MP5 or Uzis. No, this homeboy over here has like a whole like
bar.
Yeah, literally
mini bar. Over
everyone's
here.
Like, "Hey, what are you doing?" It's like, "Oh, I came to the wrong convention, bro."
The only thing, like, see, for this year that coming up, the only thing is, you know, getting a fucking house and shit like that. Only matters, you know, money, taxes, and all that type of shit. You know, with the recession and all that crap. But that's probably like my only thing coming up.
That's like
sure
your big your
big
goals.
Another problem. But at least houses are supposed to go down, dude.
Yeah,
so that's
been,
always a good thing.
They've been going down. We was checking about 2 months back and qualified all that stuff, and most of these things have been dropping. But I know they're gonna try to counter it with the increase. Yeah, let's try those out. Yeah, but yeah, so that's the goal within like about.
Did
a
you
month
get Mexican two. Fritos?
And I got Mexican Tostitos too.
There and you then go. You can bring your bar set up. And
no, and then I have a portable like bag toolkit. Oh, I love it. And I'm a kitchen guy, so I got like Japanese knives that are foldable. It's a 5-inch utility Japanese knife.
Ooh.
Oh, that thing cuts so well. And I only use it just for the
bar. Wait, sorry, say it again.
Post the link.
Japanese foldable
knife.
Oh, is that the one that you showed me last time?
Yeah, but I got another one because I gave that kid away, so I had to get another one.
I've seen it. It's nice.
Post the link
knife?
To that.
I want
a really good knife.
I'll
and post
be
the link
tomorrow.
To your little knife. That one's a good one, too. I'm just worried about that shit.
Bro, this is in case midges come after me.
No, that's a Z qualifying knife.
It's like fuck a throwing star.
He's like, see, it's bigger. I told you.
Throw my mini cleaver.
Yeah.
You make little meals, get a little pot, little pan,
for the
little piece of steak.
Right, exactly.
For the cockroaches.
I've seen a video like that too. I think somebody did like a little. Well,
they,
I don't know what
they rebuild like a
shit.
Kitchen or a meal. It was too tiny. It's a whole YouTube channel, dude. That's crazy.
Tiny kitchen or something like that, where they used to make like the little tiny meals, like in the little oven and shit like that. That shit was badass. I remember like I went on a whole like rabbit hole.
You're almost there, bro.
Bro, learn. Almost, man. Like just, for reals. Like if you guys can't see this, I got a big ass
mini
cleaver.
Stove.
No, but it's a damn.
I can 3D print you a little stove if that's what you need.
Bet.
I want you to 3D print me other stuff, but you don't want to break laws.
Damn.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Bro, what laws? He's not breaking nothing.
I ain't done nothing yet. Can't prove it. FBI.
He doesn't even have a 3D printer.
FBI agent listening on my Mac. I didn't do it.
He just meant 3D printing.
It's not even the FBI, bro. It's actual Apple technicians. They're like, they're the ones listening. They have their own division.
Straight ups. Oh, so talk about Apple. They just pushed out end-to-end encryption. So now they don't even know what the fuck is going on their shit. So FBI's like, we need to get in. I don't know what the fuck's in there.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah. So, and I know FBI and the three-letter acronym guys have been always pushing back. Like, don't fucking
Alphabet
do this.
Boys?
Yeah. They're like, fuck that shit.
AAA?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jared?
Triple A. Yeah.
Jared? They call
you? Yeah, we need to get in this man's cell phone. It's Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, like they're like, we can't get in, you know, like that's the truth. That's the whole point of a device you're paying for, you know?
I mean, that's pretty cool how they do that though, but even though like it's still not really yours. Like the encryption, I get it, but like it's still
not
really
yours.
Yours
is the service, so like the cloud stuff, the actual
not even
software.
That, bro. Like just the even the whole thing, like it's not even yours. Like if you wanted to use it, like Yeah, you can use it, but like without having all their systems and all that right there, it's
your boy's a Linux user, so I own that shit.
Well, okay, you're the anomaly, all right? But I'm talking about like the average, you know, Apple user.
But like again, if you're gonna pay for a product, that's the reason why it's not owned, because they have to do those updates and maintenance.
When it's right, like, but no, like my Samsung's owned by me. Like I don't have to jailbreak it to like.
You're talking about the system being locked. The reason why I don't like Apple. Right.
That's the not same my preference. My too. Like
your Samsung, you got what, like a developer edition or what? Or you just got a regular one?
No, I just got a regular one.
You can just unlock any Samsung device as a developer edition anytime.
Yeah. It's cool how they added that.
You just like tap
the hardware, but the software, right?
Yeah. You can just tap the whatever thing like 10 times and then it goes to the build number.
Don't tell them. They need to find out by themselves.
The never mind.
Just post that on the video and get credit. You know what I'm saying?
I discovered it.
It was me. Like literally, you Google it. It's like
how much they've added over the years on that shit to give you more power. Whereas Apple just keeps taking shit.
Okay, the one thing that Apple did that was pretty smart was the fact that they said, hey, Mr. Jailbreaking person, if you jailbreak our new device, we will pay you to give us the software, how you jailbroke it. That's why new iPhones can't be jailbroken, because like they pay them a shit ton of money.
It's called a bug bounty, and it's been around forever. That's literally what any reputable company that has software does. They're like, all right, we'll put a bounty out, and whoever reports it, we fix it, they get the money for it.
Or like government entities, and it's a smart thing to do. You know what I'm saying? If somebody cracks your shit, don't fucking put them to jail, bro. Fucking pretend you put them to jail. Hire them and, you know, make them.
The thing is, the problem that gets them to jail isn't that they hacked it. It's that they're doing malicious shit with hacking it, right?
They get free apps, free music.
But as long as it's not too much, like, okay, free
apps. Well, Apple just would be like, oh, you broke into our shit? I'm going to persecute you. Like, I need you to be behind bars because you fuck us up. And that's not the right mindset, like you're saying.
Yeah, like I'm saying, if I pay for a device, it has to be mine. Like I can't. That's why I don't mess with Apple products. Like I get it, they're good and shit like that. But I'm sorry, like I'm paying for this. It has to be mine. Yep. You can't control it, and I don't have to like pay a subscription fee or some shit like that. You know, just to, like have it, like you know, keep on working or functioning, whatever. Like that.
I get it though. You're paying for their security. That's why it's like that shit. But it is bullshit.
Yeah. Even then, like I shouldn't have to pay for it in order for it to be mine. If I didn't want to pay for it, you know, like I already paid the initial. Like the phone and all that right there, you know, like that's just my understanding of it. You know, if I buy something, it should be mine, you know.
How do you feel about taxes?
Don't even get me started. Oh.
He just got like a fence post, bro. Don't. You started a trigger term. He's like, oh, yes.
Oh.
What do you think about California and like Texas and Alaska?
California, Texas, and Alaska? Well, California, I love it because of the weathers. And
honestly, yes. I don't care what state you're from. California has the best weather.
It does.
It's just dry as shit when it's hot as hell. Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, other than
but we're not fucking burning like in Texas.
Yeah, and other than the fact that, like, you know, other than the fact that we're in a drought, and then you know,
we've been in a drought for 120 fucking years, bro. At this fucking point, we're just new levels of drought.
There's literally drought police going around. You know, like, and if you like water your grass for like 10 minutes,
that's
over
how not hot it is over here. We're in drought
for reals. Yeah.
Oh,
so.
And did you know you guys don't own your rainwater?
Yeah.
As soon as it touches the ground, it's California's, and it's already been divvied out.
You can't even collect rainwater here in California.
No, not in California.
Oh, that's fucking.
Yeah. Bad. No.
Are you serious? What if at a certain altitude or some shit?
No, you can't.
How are you gonna have a funnel that fucking high?
I don't know, but you know what I'm saying. Without a permit, it makes me think. I don't know if it's legit,
already, like,
but you know, like
the planes, bro. It's so high up. Are you already like that's the airspace of California?
I'm assuming it's legit. I haven't looked into, but you know, like fuck, what was that movie? I think it was Burlesque, where they talk about air rights and how you can own that shit. So I'm like, what if we're like, you know, get a certain altitude cover to say, hey, man, like I got that shit up there.
Well, the thing is. Anything above your house that's like, I think, over 20 feet is government's airspace.
Yep.
You're fucked.
Above 20 feet?
Anything above the ground, 20 feet.
Above the ground.
That's why there's like certain, like, you can't, like, drones can only go like a certain, like, height or whatever. Over here, it's funny.
And you need a
license. Over here, there's actually a like a force field. I don't know what the hell you call it. No, it really is. Like, if you fly a drone up so many feet, because they had developers come over here to try to take pictures of the property. Mm-hmm. They fly their drone. They can fly their drone like down this way, but as soon as they come over here, it stops and it forces them to like.
And that's if they follow compliance.
And the only reason
I
mean
those cheapy ones from
sure that's not just like hella radiation and shit from all the fucking stuff we got.
Right.
No, because
the water
you could run it. I mean. You could run it, but there's certain places you can't run it, like over.
No, you really
buildings.
can't run it here because, like, right here, we're close to the airport right here, so it, right here,
oh, well,
it's
like,
a dead zone
that,
right
you
here.
Know what I'm saying? Well, yeah.
Again, if you have a smart device. If you don't and you get caught, it's a fine by the FCC.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Yep.
And then you're next to school. You can't have drones over schools, government buildings.
Yeah, you fucking pervert.
Hey, what I do in my free time is my business, all right?
Still illegal. Still illegal.
Yeah, don't do that. Please don't.
And that's interesting because we were trying to develop a drone program for the students, and they were like, you can't have those over. I'm like, but it's for the students.
Yeah.
It's literally for them to practice something, you know? So because we work with the education department, with DGI, we're like able to get stuff like that for, you know? So DGI's like, yeah, we can work around that. Let's just talk to our boys.
That's good.
Yeah, here in California, you don't own anything. It's not yours. So your body's not yours
and
either.
And anything above, again, 20 feet is airspace. The government can do whatever the hell they want, you know?
Mm-hmm. They'll bomb you.
Like, that's ISIS. Why do you think it's so hard to get a spacecraft up into the moon or anywhere else past our orbit?
That's true.
Because there's a measure rating they have to calculate of debris. How much debris can fall from an individual device. So they're like, how much mass is it? How big it is? How is it likely to combust? If it doesn't combust in a way where it lands safely below that threshold of debris, it's too legal.
You know, Z right now is mad at us because we're not talking about some philosophical shit, right?
Yeah, well, I'm the techie guy. Fuck him. I'm going to talk about tech shit, bro.
This is good stuff.
Oh. All right, we have a guest. We're going to bring him in.
I'll talk about taxes later.
Yeah.
All right.
Julian.
But don't forget.
It's about to go Waco up in this shit.
We have Julian.
I may have butchered that name, and I apologize ahead of time. 3, 2, 1. Ding, ding, ding.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's always good to talk to you guys.
Thanks for coming back on.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Always. You guys make my Friday nights. You guys are hilarious.
Yes.
No, we love it.
First person has ever said that.
I know. I feel bad for Z. He's going to have to post edit. What day? What? Right. Erase it.
How does it feel having a Z-free episode, a.k.a. the annoying guy that's always talking?
She's like, who the fuck is that?
Right.
Our ghost letter.
This is why the podcast is going so smoothly.
She's like, I forgot what letters you guys are. But no, go ahead.
New year, new problems. Right. So, the problems we're talking about filing our taxes at the end of January, or
oh yeah, no, that's always fun, but that's an accounting problem. That's not really well. I mean, how would that be a personal thing? Because everyone's taxes is different, right? Like
that could be like what you stated earlier. You know, like what if you have to pay? What if you don't? You know, save up to the side, then you got to fucking pay a lump sum. Or,
then they go after you. You see black Suburbans pull up to your house.
So, Julian, we reside in California, so our taxes is always like the highest out of a lot of other states. But...
Oh, yeah, I'm in California too, but thank God I'm in the military, and so I'm tax exempt because I'm from Illinois. So it's one of the perks, one of the very, very.
Oh, you just got Einstein's ears tickling right there. Einstein's from Illinois, also.
Yeah, what part from Illinois?
Oh, nice. I'm from Central Illinois. I'm not. Central West Illinois. I'm not from Chicago. My dad lives up there, but I'm not born and raised or anything in there. I would visit him sometimes.
Gotcha. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, homeboy over here is from Chicago.
Yeah, I think
he was born with a gun in his hand.
Yeah.
His birthmark is a bullet wound.
His birthmark is a bullet wound.
It's a bullet wound.
So the question we asked earlier was, or I asked earlier was, do you do New Year's resolutions? Do you like fall in that like, oh, new year, new me type of deal? Or do you just like not care about it?
I like have intentions but I don't have like, I'm going to quit vaping this year. Like, nah, like I'm going to start going to the gym this year. Like, I think the best time to do New Year's resolution is actually in December. So you have a month of getting it, so you're already in the habit of doing it. So when January comes and everyone's there and then they flake out, and then you just can keep doing your thing.
So you basically...
So I saw this post. It was like...
Yeah, go ahead.
So I do it, but I do it early if I'm like, we're going to do it. I saw this post that was like, y'all really going to get in these people's way for 2 weeks? Like,
okay, that's funny right there. Yeah,
really it is. And honestly, you see the biggest drop off after a week.
Right. No, literally. Usually it ends at like during a week. But I get what you're saying. Like starting off in December, this way you build that habit of, you know, doing what you're doing. So that's actually pretty smart right there. Like I was saying earlier that I got my fitness bike, but I got it. I'm not going to wait till January to start, you know, using it and all that right there. So,
yeah.
I mean, and like I said, like I don't call them resolutions, but it's something like, well, maybe I'm going to start this. Maybe I'm going to start that. And if I don't do it, then like, oh, well, you know, so not trying to like commit to anything because, you know, but it's just, Yeah, you're. I get what you mean, though. That's pretty smart. Like, starting in December to build a habit of going into January and into the new year already doing this.
That's good.
And so it's already second habit. And then you're set up for success so you can finish the rest of the year out. Because by the time you get to the next December, you're like, oh, I made my goal, but I want to make it the whole year. And then he's like, oh, it's just a few more weeks of this whatever thing that you're doing, if it's working out or eating healthy or, you know, whatever it is, it's already second nature by the time you get to January. But, like, if you're doing – so that's another big thing about New Year's resolutions is, like, if you're doing it because it's the new year, you're going to freaking fail. But if you want to do it because you genuinely believe in it and you want to, like, actually change your life, then it's actually going to work out. But that's why people drop off, is they do it because new year, new me, but yeah, they don't really commit
like
to it.
It's like a fad kind of thing.
Because it's the time of year.
Yeah. You know what? You know, to you and others that do that, you know, like, or even, you know, when you're taking it serious, if you fall off, you know what's fine. Just restart. You don't have to be a perfect year. Yeah. It's just to get your ball rolling. You don't have
this
to
wasn't an AA meeting that I signed up for, okay?
Well, you're going to listen,
look,
right?
Hey, first step is to admit. Just admit. It's all right.
Like, I know I have a problem, but it's also my solution.
My name is Void. And I'm an asshole.
I know about the drop off, but
yeah,
I had a buddy who liked drinking, and that was like a hobby of his, right? But when he stopped drinking, he was like, well, I'm not doing what I love. So is this a problem or is this a solution?
I mean, he already knew his problem. Like, is it really a problem if you acknowledge it, though?
See, that
like,
was one. You know, the drinking, not to be a, I don't know, but you know, maybe the drinking was covering up something else, and now he's like, well, shit, this is what I was drinking.
I know, right?
Depends like, what's cheaper, right? Yeah. Like, the first problem or the alcohol. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It was like, shit, what do I do?
I know. Alcohol could get up there, too, in price. That's a crazy shit. Thing.
Especially
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I like scotch, and like a good bottle of scotch is like $80. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
like,
cheap.
You lost Void. Void goes like this.
Nah, I've spent $500 on a Whistle Pig bottle before, and I'm like, ooh, that was,
kind
that was tasty.
Bro.
I'm a whiskey guy.
Just ferment your own fruit and make it yourself. Fuck shit.
I've thought about it. I'm like, how much cheaper would it be to make?
How much jail time do I have to make my own?
It's not illegal to make your own whiskey.
Do you distill it?
Isn't it from
you have to distill it, but you have to be licensed. That's about it.
Yeah, that's why. If you're not licensed, it's illegal.
But we can literally get that license.
I thought it's only like if you sell it or some shit.
No, yeah, you make it for yourself. It's not a problem.
Yeah, yeah. I got a homie that makes his own beer. I'll try
that's
to get
beer.
Beer.
I'm talking about like
stealing. Yeah. What else?
Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
But it's still
stealing. You need a hard liquor license. That's about it. But at that point, I might as well just open up a liquor store.
Yeah. I mean, it's California. It's probably legal. I'm probably half right. All right. So.
It just depends on where you do it.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Or it's really illegal. It's one of the two.
It's illegal or really illegal.
Yeah, you only find out when you get arrested. In Andrew Tate style.
Andrew
Tate style.
What happened with that? Like, what happened with him?
So we reviewed it earlier, but what happened was he was starting beef with, what was it?
Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg, the
environment
activist.
Yeah, the McGriddle.
And in doing so, he left a clue to where his location was. He self-doxed, essentially, and the Romanian government was like, that was it. Let's get him, boys. And they rushed. Within the day.
So apparently it's earlier. Like he's been like
Been 24 hours, and they rushed him and they held him.
Yeah, apparently it's for like trafficking and stuff like
human trafficking because of
that's like the only one they've given out so far. There's probably a lot more,
but the thing is, there was multiple girls that were there, and they're like, we need to make an investigation. One said something. There's multiple cases at that point, and that's why it's going to take a while. But like, it's crazy because apparently there was an ex cop there from the Romanian government.
Yeah.
And she was the handler for these ladies. So, like, it wasn't coercion directly, like, forcing them to do it. But, damn, that's not looking good. Like, you were an active member to do this. Now it kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what we know so far.
And, of course, he, like, denies it always. But I saw kind of a thing on him. Like, is it really, like, he says that he isn't doing it. But everyone who's, like, again, like look at like Ted Bundy, you know, like of course he said he didn't kill it about how much evidence. So like if you do bad things, you're always gonna say, oh, I didn't do that.
Well, here's the kicker. If you go on to Andrew Tate or on his website, you literally see a banner that says, my job is to make girls fall in love with me and enlist him to work. That a fucking banner, dude.
Enlist like, to work.
Like he's not being like shy about it. He's been nothing but blunt.
Would you say he's subtle. Grabbing them right by the
yeah, I guess, but he just doesn't get that, oh, shit, I should probably not say anything. Because even in other podcasts, apparently, he said he's got relations with the Romanian mafia. Like, that's crazy. How are you going to go brag about that shit?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, nothing's going to happen to me. Bruh, as soon as you say that, you're on some kind of watch list.
I mean, he probably thought, like, it's like.
How old is he, by the way?
He's 34-ish.
I was going to say, he was like 40. From what I
recall. Yeah, I was going to say, he's in his 30s.
Yeah, he's like 34, 35.
I say 19. Oh, sorry. I don't know. Everybody's just
are you talking about his type? Like,
nah, homeboy thinks it's like Mexico, you know, where you can like pay off everybody. And like,
people were saying that, like, oh, yeah, Thurda Grunberg just wants to get it from him. And, wasn't she a child? Well, when she was an activist started? Yeah. Yes, but she's 19 now.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn, if someone has said that sooner,
it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
That's how they do it, though.
It threw a flag. I was like, isn't she like a child? Like, why the fuck are people saying this? You know, and people just don't get that.
That's what they did to try to, you know, defend. They're like, fuck, we gotta say something about her.
Right,
you know,
right.
So, you know, when you have followers like that, there's people that'll fucking, man, follow you mindlessly and think everything's cool. They'll defend
right?
you and just say shit just to avoid getting your ass in trouble.
Yeah,
which is funny. That's just kind of like, you know, speaking of which, like you were saying with the whole, you ever done something that fucked, you know, that it was your fault and type of shit? Check this out really quick.
All right, check this out.
North Carolina, what, broadcaster or whatnot?
So I'm going to play this video real quick, all right?
See if it hears a sound.
911.
And amongst all the illegal aliens down in El Paso, it's UCLA 14 and Pittsburgh 6. That's with 11:15 to go in the second quarter. Let's go to the sideline. Stoney Hayes.
So this broadcaster said illegal aliens amongst all the, you know, the ones in El Paso.
And Einstein has left the building.
He instantly got suspended. But I guess, you know, right now there's something going on in El Paso
today,
where there's a lot of immigrants crossing over and they're kind of like hosing them in the stadium. But he just straight up said that during a broadcast, like it was nothing.
No shame. My man had no shame to pull this leg.
Did you see how there was no pause?
Like there was no pause. It was all continuous, flowing. He knew he wasn't saying it. And he's like, fuck it.
He's like, hey guys, watch this. I'm going to do it.
You know what's great? Not even the second dude talking after him didn't say shit. And yeah, he's suspended and possibly fired. But yeah, they suspended him.
There you go. That's digging your own grave right there.
I was like, well, there goes his job.
Yeah. Like, why would you say that on national television with millions of people watching it? Like, geez.
And it's hard.
That dumb.
You know,
like,
they got a little, you know, immigrant crisis going on over there right now. But, you know, he's stupid for using that, you know, those words. Poor choice of words. And not elaborating on what's going on, but just talking about.
Yeah, it's a mess down there right now. And it's hard to see because you're like, I don't know what to do. Like, all these, because there was. Obviously, because of the COVID laws, immigration kind of became a little bit more stricter. Now that those are going to go away, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I think people don't realize that we just ignored it for a bit. Mm-hmm. So it's going to happen soon. And I wouldn't be surprised if more shit like that happens where commentators just get a little reckless. And again, it's supposed to be an entertaining factor. Probably not the best use of it.
No, yeah. I mean, like, people usually...
Maybe on his own podcast.
Right, exactly.
You shit on your own time.
But speaking of which, Jalene, do you have anything like that? You know, where a situation where you pretty much put yourself in that situation? Where you kind of fucked up?
Where, like, I accidentally, like... Kind of messed up.
Yeah, like were you like were
one time?
Yeah, go ahead.
One time, I can't remember what I said, but so I was with a bunch of my buddies at the chow hall, and I wasn't trying to make light of the situation, but I was just trying to connect with them. And
you used the hard R word.
I said something. Oh no! Even this is probably like the biggest sin I probably could have done. I'm still like I still like kick myself for this. I don't know how I said it or what I said it, but it was like a huge offensive. So I had mentioned one of the like, so when someone dies in combat or like suicide or something, like you get like a black like metal bracelet, like the remembrance bracelets. And I had kind of made light of that. Like I was kind of like coming. Oh, it's like, yeah. And then you'll come home with like a bunch of those bracelets on your like hand or something like that. Again, it was terrible to say. I don't know why I said it. But everybody at the table, because there was a guy who had it, they're like, no, you don't say that. Like, I got like blacklisted right there. I was like, oh my God, I didn't mean for this to be offensive. I'm so sorry. Like, that's like the worst thing I probably could have said. That's way worse than the R word. I was saying midgets or something. Like,
you were just talking shit, and then the shit became real, and you're like, oh, damn.
Like, oh shit, I'm around a whole bunch of people I don't normally hang out with.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Sometimes my mouth just says things.
And you know what? That happens often.
Yeah, I think that then ever since then, I've never said anything about anything close to that. Like, never. Because I was like, I don't remember exactly what I said or how I said it. But the whole table was like, you crossed a, like, this line. Like, no, don't. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, you're right. Like, I wish I would have just said the R word. Like,
it felt just as bad.
Yeah.
And look, to instigate, you still can.
Yeah, right? Not on our podcast, but you still can. No, well, if you ever do remember, you know, just don't say it again. You'd be like, hey, guys, I remember what I said that I'm not supposed to say.
Right. Tell us offline. You know? But no, that's good.
Yeah,
not good, but good news is, you know, you learn from it. Hopefully, it could have been a whole lot worse, so that's good. You know?
Oh yeah, you could have like fought me in the chow hall or something. Like that would have like things could have gone real south. But they were just like, no, you don't. No, you don't make jokes about that. I was like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry. Like, I wasn't making fun of this guy that passed that's on your arm right now.
Yeah, you're lucky Nate wasn't over there right now. He would have chin checked you over there.
It's kind of like what had me messed up. Like there was two that people would say that was fucked up. Like when Paul Walker passed away, and then people were like, if you crash in like a game or something like that, they'd be like, I Paul Walkered. I was that's fucked up.
Like, you know, when someone's death happens, like you got to give them time, right? So that people can get adjusted to that. Some people are like, oh, it's too soon. Like,
but there's people that do that, like, that never say soon, fucked up shit, like, super
right,
soon.
Right, because
and you know what sucks? Like, I guess I take death kind of awkward too, so I can think of it, but you know, keep that shit to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Or like the people that you can kind of, you know, trust.
Yeah, like
the
most messed up one that I've heard was like, damn, that one's messed up. Like, basically, like when you go AWOL, they'll be like, oh, you Chris Benoit. You know, they're like, damn, yeah, no, that's, for people like references, Chris Benoit was a WWE, badass WWE person, and then he just basically lost it when Eddie Guerrero passed away and basically, you know, like killed himself and his family. So when people are like, "Yeah, you go AWOL, you go Chris Benoit," yeah, and it's not fun.
See, and you don't think about shit like that until it's kind of like somebody that you know that's you're related to or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You think it's funny until, you know, like the closest that has happened to me as far as like a superstar goes would be like Kobe when Kobe died.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know, probably like a couple of days.
Wow,
like,
that
man,
was tough.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was hella tough for me. You know, I don't really care about superstars like that because I see them as normal people. But if they kind of impact me or if they motivate me, then I'm like, yeah. And he was one of those few that did it. And then somebody like, I don't know what the fuck happened, either toy or some shit, and crashed. And they'd be like, Kobe. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know what? And I never thought about that before prior to that moment when somebody would say, like, a joke. And I'm like, man, like, that's funny. But I was like, you're a fucking asshole. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's what it's like when I do dumb shit. Like
right.
That.
It's only like when.
Maybe I should watch what the fuck I
It's Kobe if you made it in his trash can. It's Kobe if you're not.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Right now he's got both, though. But, yeah. That one just stings more, too.
But I have a funny story about the black places. I have a funny story about the black braces on the other side. So, again, if someone dies, you wear, like, a metal black bracelet. And so I was out in the field, and I was saying something. No, it's like, if I don't get off this, because I was out on an island on a field op. They're like, if I don't get off this island, you're about to have another bracelet on your arm. And I was and then the other guy was like, I'd wear the shit out of you. He was like, if you didn't, I would haunt you. So, like, there's other ways that, like, they were making fun. It was funny. But, like, the one time I make the joke, it's not funny.
It's
probably different group of people.
It probably could have been, that's what I'm going to say. Like, you probably didn't know these other people. And then,
That's usually how it is, you know. You got to know who you're around, you know, and be wary. Like, if somebody would have said something like that to you, probably about somebody that passed away that you were close to, you'd probably get really offended.
Right.
Part of you might think that's funny, but since it's close to you, you're like, yeah, you want to fight them or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always what
like,
a lot
know,
of things,
like
with the whole cancel culture thing that goes on, you know, when people do that, when it benefits them, they want to, you know, call out and cancel people, but they would probably do it or say something like that, something messed up.
Talking about canceling,
if they got canceled, yeah.
Kim Kardashian recently did an interview with podcast, and they talked to her about the Balenciaga stuff. Because, you know, Balenciaga came out with, like, a fashion shoot with children with, like, stuffed teddy bears that had BDSM stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not appropriate. And then another thing they showed was, like, one of their background documents for, like, a spread was literally talking about it.
The Supreme Court case where it was something about
Child pornography
that... I forgot, don't quote me, but I think they said that it's not protected under the Constitution.
Yeah. And like it's featured on there, right?
Yeah.
And again, Harry Styles also did another with Gucci with the similar outfit. Like, he had a crib, like, walking around. Like, that's... And Gucci's owned by Balenciaga, right? So there's, like, a lot of allegations going on. Like, what are you guys doing back there, right? And who's the biggest, I would say, influencer attached to it is Kim Kardashian. But again, Kim Kardashian did nothing there. Like, the whole time, she's not involved with this scandal, like, at all. And people are like, why aren't you saying something? You know, like... Is it someone's responsibility to call out?
Yeah. It's that whole thing about silence is violence. You're like, if you're even affiliated, you're supposed to say something. Like, even though it had nothing to do with you, like, you know, it's like it's the same thing as a podcaster saying this and that and that, and then they come onto our show and be like, do you denounce this guy?
But here's the problem. When is it a good time for you to sit down and actually think about what you're going to say before you say it, and instead of being rushed into an opinion, right?
Thank you. That shit's been hitting me for like the past couple of weeks. Like, we're like, yo, give people a fucking chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't pressure somebody into doing the right fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Try to actually educate them. And when people fuck up, everybody fucks up, especially the people that are pointing out that other people are fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want to do is change. You don't want to make them fake this shit. No, you want to, like, educate them, give them a chance, because that's how you learn. Unfortunately, us as fucking humans, we have to fuck up to learn. Hopefully, it ain't too bad. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, don't go crazy on people, too. Like, what if that was you in your situation? You'd probably, you know, buy excuses and all that type of shit. But, yes, you know, like that, like... How the fuck is she going to become the whole main thing of everything? Like if it was fucking her that did that. Like,
it's not
she
her
ran
company.
Those,
yeah,
like,
yeah, she works with them, but she doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know where she's the PR person for them. Like,
you know,
like,
it's funny because I feel like, you know who got pressured into hella shit like that that kind of annoys me is LeBron James. Because he's so famous, you know, and he has so much power, whatnot. Like, they always kind of, like, pressure him to always fucking saying something about something when he probably doesn't study or look into this shit, but he's just got to come out with a reaction and he says something before fucking thinking.
And that's a hot take. That's not really an opinion or thought.
Yeah, but that's kind of on him though. Because he is so open. How do you say it? He's so open, like discusses about stuff that, like, everybody's like, okay, well, since he's openly discussing about this, let's talk to him about that, you know? Like, it's kind of on him, you know?
It's both, because we put him there, you know what I'm saying, as fucking people, but then he needs to learn how to step back and, you know, I'm cheesy here, but with great power comes great responsibility, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he did it like that.
He needs to chill and think, you know what I'm saying?
Is that you, Ben?
And educate. Oh, we can talk about, you know, Ben. He needs to take a step back. You know, but he usually doesn't. That's when I'm like, yo, something can just fucking happen, and like a 30 minutes or an hour later, he says something, and everybody
because everybody looks to, like, everybody thinks that celebrities have this great wisdom. No, they don't. They're normal people like us.
I don't want to say that they don't completely, because they're humans like us. You know what I'm saying? You can have fucking great wisdom, and you're people will consider you a fucking nobody.
Being idolized gives you influence, and it gives you power, but the power does not mean. It gives you the knowledge to do everything.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that you're always correct. And, like, if you're going to say some shit like that, you should be able to go back on your word and correct yourself when you're wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them don't do that. That's the fucking problem.
And how often do people, like, fact check, like, oh, you said this, and then you went back? Like, no one ever
listened to
the apology, right?
Right.
Like, I'm sorry I messed up, you know?
Oh, but he actually changed his mind. Oh, I didn't see that episode when LeBron said that.
Right, that's how it is with the news. Also, like, they want to be quick to break the story, have a bunch of wrong shit in it, and then it's always the retraction that never gets the views, because, you know, it's not what people are looking for, you know.
And that's our fault as people because we like that entertainment shit, you know. And like, oh, we don't want to know that we're fucking wrong. We really was wrong. Fucking show us somebody arguing.
We
want to
see the controversy
or some shits.
Exactly.
So another thing,
everybody loves drama.
Oh yeah, the drama. That's what makes it sweet and juicy.
Real world.
But like, Kim K went back and talked about Kanye, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, Kanye and Kim K, like, what's going on there, right? Obviously, he's been a little unhinged when it came to Pete Davidson. I feel like he's dialed it back a little bit ever since then. Like, on Pete Davidson. Well, I feel like that's when he really started to get a little too, like, crazy with us. Because that's when he was having issues with Adidas, right? He was having issues with the school he has that's no longer operating. Mainly because a lot of those problems stemmed from Pete Davidson being involved. He was worried about the way his children were going to be raised. Yeah. And she said a very interesting thing. She was mentioning, like, hey, all those problems that the world knows about, my kids don't know about. Like, I make sure that they, at school, have their life drama-free, essentially. with all the people around.
That's good. And they should.
But like, how much influence do you have to exert on that to control your child's life like that? That's one impressive, and two, that's also a very scary thing. Because that's what I would say is a helicopter parent. But I'm like, for her, it's more of a I kind of need to.
Yeah.
Because her family's such a big headline always. Whenever something happens,
when people are gonna feed them stuff. You know, yeah, she's got to make sure
they got to make sure it's private somehow. And that's a tough thing because for us normal folk, you helicopter parent, but for a celebrity, oh shit, no, they require it. Like. She has to pay extra so they can have security in her in that school for their for her children. You know,
it's crazy that you say that too, because like I be thinking about that with my kids. Like when they're around, you know, certain types of people or toxic shit like that. Like I try not to get involved, but in a sense, I'm like, man, you know what? This is how they learn. And if I don't say something, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna be thinking that shit's okay. But it was like I don't want to hover too fucking much and like hand feed them. You know, or spoon feed them the rest of their fucking life. So sometimes I chill and like I'm like, you know what? No, like if nobody else around them is gonna be teaching them the correct way or something like that.
Someone else
like I gotta do something. And it sucks because you end up helicoptering when you don't want
to. To me it's different though. Like to me, like there's a difference between helicoptering and actually like teaching. You know, like I get what you're saying, you know, but at the same time, like, you know, like if like for instance me, like if my kids are around they're gonna be my babies forever, right? But like, if my kids are around other kids that are just, you know, just bad apples, right? I'm gonna tell them. You know, I'm like, you can't hang out with them. You know, like I'm sorry, like, but you know, like I like, yeah, you know, you gotta let them fall, you gotta let them get dirt on their knees and all that, right there. You know, but at the same time, you know, like you, it's your job to, you know, quote unquote, set them on the right path. You know, so like, I don't really see it as hovering. It's more like, you know, you're doing your job as a parent. You know what I mean? Hovering would be more like like you're with them 24/7. You're like, you know, like oh, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Like, you know, they got to learn on their own, but at the same time, you know, like you have to be the quote unquote wiser
monitoring.
One. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know,
it's hard.
Got to be the adult.
You know? Exactly.
Monitoring.
Exactly.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like to me, like, you know, like it's gonna suck, but like, you know, if my kids don't like me because like I'm trying to lead them on the right way, I'd rather them not like me, like, you know, because I'm trying to lead them on the right way than, you know, them messing up or like, you know, messing up on their own. Yeah, like, you know, it's cool to mess up on your own. You have to do it, but at least learn from my experiences as me going through it. You know, that's what you know, parents, you know, like you thought like you knew it all and your parents would tell you this, you know, not you, Nate, your dad's went to go get milk, you know, but, you know,
just rub it in, bro.
I'll be back, bro. I'll show you.
You know, like, it's just like, you know, like when you go back to like thinking about your parents, you know, like they're like, oh, they yelled at you for this, they yelled at you for that, you know, cause like that they're trying to teach you the lesson, you know?
Yeah. So just to segue just a little bit from that topic, when does it become like an Encanto thing where you're a parent individual that's telegraphing all of those problems that you had into your child, you know?
I thought you were about to say, don't talk about Bruno.
No, well, think about it. There's a lot of similarities between what grandma felt and was telling their kids and their grandchildren to do, right? Because, again, they think they know best. And when are they going to listen to their child, who's also a learning individual, growing and experiencing life, sees things that you probably don't see anymore because you're an adult? The world's different from different point of views, right?
Exactly.
Like, if you ever talk to a kid and have them draw a picture of an adult, they're going to draw from a point of view up, and they're probably going to draw your fucking nostrils while you're drawing a picture of them, and you're going to draw them all tiny,
right?
Like, there's the difference there, and they see different things because of that.
And it's hard, bro. And that's, like, I think we was talking about this a couple weeks back, too, as well. But, like, just trying to find that fucking balance is so hard. Because I'm like, you know what? Like, I think, like I was saying, like, you know, I've been through my struggles and the shit I've been through. And I think we were talking about this right before.
Yeah, we're
like,
talking,
you know,
about mentors and stuff like that, too.
When my son does things that I do, sometimes it irks me because he didn't do none of this shit when I was younger. But it's like, you know, I got to think, like, fuck, he's not me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And he's got a fucking dad around. So for like right off the bat, his life is completely different from the way mine was. And then having more money and all that type of shit. So sometimes I just got to try to shut the fuck up or apologize and whatnot and be like, you know what? Let's let him live his fucking course, because he's not going to be going through all the things that I, maybe later on. So I want to prep him, but at the same time, you know, like, shit, he's not me. It's just so hard finding that, man. I wish there was a fucking easy button for parents.
Nah,
I'm
fuck
like,
that.
I'm just trying to
make it was easy, everyone could do it, right?
Yeah.
So, Gia, let me ask you this. Where's an instance that your parents or older relative did something and you're like, really? Like, I don't know better because it's my life. That you're just like, you have to respectfully be like, whatever, just say your piece and be done with it, right? Because we all have an instance of that.
Well, my dad was definitely, he's a definitely textbook narcissist and was a helicopter dad. And so he was always like, oh, you should, oh, don't let me do this. Don't let me do that. Or like buy like age inappropriate gifts that were like too young for me or like maybe a little bit too old for me. Like it was just like my whole life was literally that one question. I'm like, Dad, really? Really? Like that so, was like, I there's no one instance because there's too many instances.
So who do you think has it harder? A dad with their daughter or a mom with their son? That's a tough one.
I think a dad with their daughter in the sense of like, they want to like protect their little princess. I feel like, I think just raising, I don't know. I'm going to raise strong, independent girls. Who's not going to take shit from anybody. I mean, that's just me.
You got to
have good manners, of course.
You got to balance that. There we go. You know, still be able to be supportive and all that type of shit. But just make sure they choose the right one. That's the same thing like with my daughter. I know she's going to have that because that's what her her mom is like. I'm like, all right, but maybe she don't have to be too aggressive or shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like when you find the one, it's okay to be, I don't want to say submissive, but you know, don't take that wrong. But you know, that's your partner. You know what I'm saying? But always... When you need to be an asshole or aggressive and do what you got to do, do it. But you don't need to do that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
The time and place for things.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Because then you'll just be a bully. You'll just be like, and that'd be the same thing for dudes too. Like just overly aggressive people. Yeah, but like having the balance of like setting good boundaries with people. If someone's like, if she's in a fight, I want her to like, you know, clap back. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, they're fighting. Like, no, do something. Don't just stand there. Like, Jesus. Like,
it's funny because as a guy,
that's just,
I was always told to, you got to be able to handle your shit. Right. And I'm always just like, all right, well, I'm 100 moves prepared. I'm like, don't want to be Batman here. And everyone's like, why do you do that? Why do you take on so much? I'm like, no, I just don't want to be left like without an answer for a solution. Like if I have to depend on someone, it'll be limited to, I know exactly they can do it and I rely on them. Right. But that's also been a long learning process. Like how do I trust people with that ability, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's
been such a mess. Cause like if you're like in a part, you have your partner and you're like, how do I trust him with this part? You know, it's slowly, gradually over time. But like, that's always made like teamwork hard for me. Like, yeah, you saw me come here and I set up all of this on my own and you guys are like, all right, you guys are quick. But like, I knew I could do this ahead of time, you know?
And not everyone talk about how this. Einstein tried to help you and you slapped his hand.
It's trust issues. Like,
no touchy. Yeah.
I get the same shit, man. And I like it. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to say it's controlling and all that type of shit, but it kind of comes off like that. But it's almost like a trust issue shit. Like, I know I can count on myself for a whole bunch of things that other people can't do, or at least they're not going to put the passion, whatever it is, to it. So it's like, fuck, man. So it's like when you get that trust, like I really got to trust you if I think you're going to be able to do something. If not, you know, it's just, hey, you're not there yet. Let me do it. But it feels great if you can trust somebody, you know. So,
and again, we're just to reference like the daughter portion, you want them to be their own individual, stand on their own. I feel like I've seen a lot of people come in and don't realize they can trust. And that's a weird dynamic. Like, yeah, the guys do that already, but that's by default. Like, we don't have a choice. Like, you need to clean your room, you got to do this by yourself, and you have to do this things like stuff that we're like, oh shit, what the hell, you know? Like, everyone's got to clean the room, mind you. But there's going to add stuff that only the guys could be able to do by themselves. Girls are like, all right, you need to
help
me. Yeah. I often find it when the house chores are divvied up between me and my cousins because my house is only guys. But when I was with my cousins, the girls can like work and collaborate together. And I was stuck outside doing the chores, you know, like, what the hell? No one wants to do the lawn with me. What the fuck?
Right.
And again, I get it. It's outdoor labor. But I was like, I couldn't get one other cousin, like any, didn't matter who, just one other person with me to help me with this. And they're like, that's what I learned. I was like, all right, shit, I got to do it by myself. So let me get started, you know? That's always a fun one.
Yeah. When I grew up, like my mom and me, like I didn't have the luxury of like really like I had my grandpa, like we lived in a duplex, so he lived downstairs, but like I didn't have the luxury of like, oh, like outdoor work. Like I had to go mow the lawn. Like that's what I had to do. I had to weed whack, I had to clean up the grass clippings and, you know, rake and, you know, all of that shit, or like take out the trash. Like there was no like, you know what I'm saying? Like all the chores had to be done. So there was no, like, you do the cleaning and cooking, he does the lawn work, you know, like stuff like that. So I'm just like, if I can do it, like, I think it's a human necessity, right? It is like an adult thing that you have to do. So I think that chores shouldn't be like only women or only men do these things, because it's a life thing.
See, you're right. And I think if anything, it's got to be like, you know, again, balanced out kind of shit. Like, you're going to have what you're probably better at and you should stick to, but to appreciate the shit that other people do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to try it out too as well, because then you're going to think it's fucking nothing. But, you know, yeah, instead of just separating roles, if you switch them, be like, all right, you know, I don't like taking the trash. All right, we'll take out the trash so you see what it's like. Wash the dishes so you see what that's like. And then if you're cool with where you're at, cool. But don't, you know, don't demean the other person's, you know, role that they chose to do or whatnot because you've never done it.
It's funny you say that, because I literally posted a meme on our chat that said women are supposed to be like the homemakers and make food and stuff like that. And then you see the guy get real close. They're supposed to be called life skills, son. You can't do that shit. You're failing. You know?
That's what I do with my seriously. Kids, too. Like, you know, they teach them both how to cook, both how to throw away trash, do all that stuff. And I'm like, look, you're probably going to end up doing different stuff, but I need you to know how to actually take care of yourself, because it's not somebody else's responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's yours to live your own life. Now, when you live with somebody, you know, you can probably split it up or however you guys do it. But
I'm not
going to make it seem like the only reason you're with somebody is because you fucking need them to do this one task or these couple tasks.
That sounds so vain, too.
You know, because you I don't want no codependency at all, you know.
But not only that, you're also teaching them like life without living with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's gonna be like, you know, once you're trying to prep them for like, okay, you know, you're out of the house now. You're like, oh shit, like, you know, you don't want them life to hit them too hard. You know, you still want them to be able to like learn the basic stuff, you know, like cook, clean, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's supposed to be
the only codependency
job,
you're allowed to have is the cuddles, okay? You just can't live without those. But yeah, cooking, everyone should know at least how to make a decent like rice and beans, at least, you know?
At least learn how to open the can right.
Something simple.
It is crazy. Like, tuna's out there, guys. It's cheap as shit, too.
Right?
Everything, man. Like, that's crazy, dude. And then there's so many videos nowadays that really shouldn't be an excuse.
We live in the world of information now. Like, what's stopping you guys from trying? I get money's a problem, but, like, lemonade stand, I don't know, make some money.
Right?
It's crazy. My daughter's like hit and miss on this. Sometimes she act like she can't do shit even though we teach her, because it's like she don't pay attention. But if she's seen some shit on a fucking TikTok video or something like that, all of a sudden she's a fucking pro. You know what I'm saying? She can do everything. Now, but like, how about you research the stuff that we're telling you?
Yeah, there's
to
not
do.
Enough TikTok videos on how to throw trash, bro. I'm just saying. Right. I'm like, do you still throw trash this way? What an amateur! Try these next
exactly.
Life hack.
This is
bro.
How
we,
this
that's
is how
what
we
need to do to
dishes.
Elevate our podcast. We got to start making this
just
shit.
Just throw it out
stuff.
The window, and somebody else will pick it up for you.
Cool. Yeah. Like, this is
just don't get caught.
Why the dishes are fun to wash? You know? No.
Hey, yo, I actually like washing dishes. Don't.
You know what's funny? Okay, I'm not even lying. Like, we have a dishwasher, right? Uh-huh. It's called my wife, but we have a dishwasher, right? And it's funny though, because like
I canceled today.
I don't use it. I hate using it. Like for whatever reason, my dumbass thinks that it takes too long. The 5 minutes it takes for me to load up the dishwasher takes too long. So I'd rather do it for 30 minutes washing the dishes. I don't use the dishwasher. I hate using it for whatever reason, right? But my girlfriend, no, she loves using the dishwasher, you know. But like, I don't know, it's just. I don't know. I like to wash the dishes instead of using the dishwasher.
See, I feel you. It's a trust issue for me. We would wash the dishes.
You've had food poisoning before.
Yeah. We would wash the dishes and then we put them in the, so like 45 minutes, whatever it takes to wash the dishes, and then put them in the dishwasher for another 45, 50 minutes.
Talk about being efficient with the water. Yeah, buddy.
I'm sorry. You're the reason California.
I'm sorry, California.
Nah, don't be sorry.
Yeah, but that's me. I don't know, the dishes, like, I can't use a dishwasher. I don't like it kind of like it, like, I know she's listening, but like it kind of annoys me when there's like maybe like 5 or 6 dishes and like she loads them up in the dishwasher. I'm like, by the time you loaded them up, like, they could have been washed, you know? Like, I don't
exactly.
know, it's just
I don't have a dishwasher, and I'm okay with that because it's only me. So that's not bad.
So you are the dishwasher.
Well, I have a...
My grandma, grandpa... I am. So to say that, so my grandma, grandpa never had a dishwasher. They always did it by hand. And so my grandma would always say that she had, however old my grandpa was. So if she, when he was 74, it's like, I have a 74-year-old dishwasher. And everyone's like, oh my God, what's the brand? Well, you know, how long is it? Like,
that's reliable.
And then she was like, it's my grandpa. It's my husband.
You're lucky, you know, like, you're lucky she didn't say, I kick it to get started, you know?
Gotta talk to it real nice, you know.
Come on, Bertha.
Kiss it a little bit, be like, oh, reliable.
You know, I like, I get how it works, but I still don't feel like it does a good job. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, it's so just. Here's a controversial question for all the dishwashers out there, me included. Do you guys soak your dishes before you? Like, put hot water, you know, clog the sink, hot water, rinse it with dish soap, and let it soak. Do you guys do that?
I do that
sometimes.
Depends
on what it is.
Yeah, I do it for, like, the pots and pans, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, I always try to do that. I'll soak them to try to get stuff off, then I'll scrub them, and then I'll soak them again. Like, I don't want to say I waste water, but I waste water.
So you just do it better than the dishwasher, like the literal dishwasher.
And then I was
He's
still
like,
doing
I do it
this.
Twice, son.
I'm sorry, man. I'm like, that's what I tell my kids, too, when I try to get them to wash the dishes. I was like, because sometimes, like, you know, they do that shit hella fucking crazy, hella quick. And I'm like, do it like you're going to eat off of it right now. You know what I'm saying? So
all of a sudden, oh, shit, it's not good enough.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do that for like pots and pans also. Like, that's like, I'll throw get the hot water going, then I'll like throw some dish soap in and then just fill it up with water, and then like I'll do those till the end, so this way, you know, they had time to soak. Yeah. But I used to do the filling up the sink and then like letting them soak in there, but then like, I don't know, to me that kind of took more time, so I'm like, dude, nah, I just like does. Yeah, basically what I do is like I don't know, I do the dishes weird. So like I have them all on one side, right? Uh-huh. Like the dirty ones, right? And I wash when I'm washing them, I'm like hovering over the dirty ones so the soap then gets onto the dirty ones, you know, so, and then like, yeah,
so getting a little bit of the clean.
Yeah, so okay, so
you recycle. It's California.
Okay, yeah, yeah, exactly. So and then I just move those onto the clean side, and then once I have enough in the clean side, I rinse those and like, you know, just repeat. But I don't know. To me, I feel like if I don't do that, then the soap isn't like, you know, doing its job.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Get a maximum. So I do that, and it's sometimes like I usually do like before starting, like I would at least soak them in soap. So I'll put soap like everywhere. Because I'm like, I got to make sure every part of these fucking dishes get it. My wife thinks I'm fucking wasting soap, but I feel like I'm, don't tell her, but like, you know, you're not washing them right. You
the
know
55
like,
gallon drum of Dawn.
I have three different soaps, I'll put them all. We got like a spray foam one and then just the regular Dawn.
Yo,
and
Dawn's been stepping up their game, bro. I'm going to tell you right now. I got just, that foam spray.
Yeah,
I
got
like, that.
So
that shit's
hella, it's
fire,
a powerful
dude.
Smell, but I'll do all of them. And then I would do like exactly what you do. And then after that, towards the end, I'll get a different scrub. Like, I use my scrub.
Oh, yeah.
I get the wool one for the hard stuff, and I'll get a regular sponge, you know, to go. And then I'll get a clean one for after I clean them, and I'll go over one more time. Because I'm like, I don't want to use the same, you know, sponge, because I'm like, it's dirty. It's going to dirty it again.
So the Hispanic does the soaking on the stove. So, like, you fill it up with water and soap, and then you put it on a little bit just to heat it up, so all that residue just jumps out.
Yeah.
And then you toss it out, and then you start rubbing like crazy shit.
Guys, welcome to the home episode of Purposes and References.
Right. Oh no, we're the dishwashers. Nah.
We have been promoted to dishwashers.
Are you the guys at the top of guys that like I'm putting in the sink to soak, but it's literally just like something that you ate fruit out of and you put a little bit of water in there and then you sit there and you come back like a day later, but it was soaking, but nothing needed to be soaked. You should have just done it right then.
I'm like that depends on the food that I eat. Like, it's just like, if I know that it's gonna get like really hard and crusty, then I might put some water in it. But then sometimes I just get lazy and I'm just like, I just throw in the sink and that's
crazy.
It.
It's like, at least I did something. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
I'm like keeping this water in there so it doesn't get, exactly like you said, hard and shit.
Right. Yeah, it just literally depends on what the food is. Like, I mean, if you're eating cereal, then like it's, you know, you don't need it. But like if you're eating like, I don't know, like
chicken noodle soup.
Does that get hard if you leave it there? I don't know.
Hella shit can get hard if you just leave
it. Yeah, I know. I
try to at least tell the kids, you know, at least, rinse it. But if you're not going to wash it, at least rinse it, please.
Right.
It helps
save
so
us
much.
Some time.
Yeah, it's funny.
Always clear your food, guys. Don't leave it on the plate. That's lazy.
Especially if you're not going to wash it.
Especially like since you have to use the napkin anyways. Just clean that shit off right there and toss in the trash, y'all. And then you'll get to it when you get to it.
Working as maintenance, you would be surprised of like the shit that I find in people's garbage disposals. I get calls for garbage disposals the time. Yeah, they're like, my garbage disposal isn't working. I'm pulling out like five different types of screws, a penny and stuff like that. Like, it is so crazy.
What is this white substance? How did that get in?
Right?
It winks at you. Oh, fuck. I'm done.
I got to get to bed, guys, because I'm taking my mom into the airport at like 5 tomorrow morning. So it's like, ugh.
Oh no! Call us when you're in the airport.
See myself out.
All right. Thank you for joining this session today. If we don't hear from you later, which we probably won't, have a happy new year.
Yeah, thank you enjoy. Again.
Take care. You too. You too, guys. Always a joy.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
So, back to the...
Back to the real questions about taxes and avoiding them.
I like how we got all detailistic about dishes, bro. Like, what?
Because we watched.
You know why?
We can't get there because Z always...
This is natural. And then he gets mad that we don't answer his questions. Then when we do answer him.
Because he's so, like, anal retentive about him. Like,
no, he's anal, definitely. He receives and gives anal, all right? So...
Poor he's guy can't defend right himself.
Like, you get one question.
He came on. He can't defend himself.
Yeah, it's crazy. Message with a question. We'll do one question for you, if you're listening right now. Zee.
So I actually have a list of questions. So
he already sent me like 10.
No. So like he's texting we you get questions, right? So perfect or describe your idea for a perfect day. This is 12 weeks ago, so we kind of have to respond.
Damn.
Oh, his whole because yeah.
Do we though?
Topics, right.
All right. You want to go to the recent one?
The
most recent one is: what question do you wish people would ask you?
I would like them to stop asking me how big it is.
It's not nice. You used to put it on blast like that.
Right? What question I wish people would ask me?
Honestly,
I think this is a test. I think he wants us to ask.
It's not by him. It's some random other person.
Okay,
by Sarah Panay.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. What would ask us?
That's a I don't know. Like,
I was gonna say how are you, but usually like, if you ask that like genuinely, maybe
yeah,
follow
do you
up.
Care? Yeah.
If you actually care, you know, then do that because
people
yeah.
ask you that as a greeting, all right? Because if you really tell them what's going on, they're gonna be like, I didn't ask you that.
Yeah,
you know, like,
you want to get my attention? Talk to me about some random current event. Yeah. And if I don't know about it, explain it to me. Like that's the question. Like, hey, do you know about this? No, tell me. You know? I'll take that any day over. How are you? I'm good. Let me get my coffee. Bye. And just literally coffee is my default out because I drink so much of it.
Yeah. Like, you're gonna go into a random Starbucks and they look at you, they're gonna be like, so crypto today.
A good how are you would be legit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck man, I'm real shitty. Oh. And they're like, fuck, what did I just dig myself into?
Yeah, right. I wasn't ready to have this conversation.
Like, well, shit, then don't fucking ask it. Then.
What's called like, that? What's that term? Trauma, shit, loading or trauma?
I kind of understand where you're going now, but
trauma dumping. You just,
take
this shit off of your chest. Yeah, like, whoa. Bro, like, I get you don't have, like, the time right now, but damn, like,
because
you need help.
You know, it's crazy because I don't help people everybody daily. We all going through some shit, you know. We all need to take a fucking load off, but a lot of people walking around like not really giving a shit.
He's getting a load
it,
on,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that would be cool.
My favorite part about just random conversations, people want to talk, like, that's always interesting. I feel like they don't know how to talk about things directly, like, they'll be like, I'm gonna throw this thing on you to. See how
yeah,
you
yeah it also depends on like on who you're talking to, like, cause they're like, I'm a very social person and like I can just strike up conversations with anybody, like just cause I can, you know. But like, it also like there's people that just don't want to talk to you and you gotta take the hint, you know, cause like I've had people that I'm like, hey, what's up, you know, like whatever, and like they're like, cool, and I'm like, alright, just continue to keep on walking, you know. Like that's it is what it is, you know, like just people don't talk and there's people that talk. Yeah,
so I know you're the socialite, bro.
I'm about the same. I'm a what? I learned this fucking cool intro. Ambivert, you know. Sometimes I'm an introvert. Sometimes I'm a extrovert.
Is that what you define as?
Yeah. Are you neurodivergent now?
I got to make shit complicated. Nah, you know, because it's like the same. Like sometimes, like I think for the most part though, I can be very very social, you know. But if I feel a certain way or getting like a certain vibe, I'll shut the fuck down and I'll just like I'll wait till I, you know, till like. I'm home or just try to get out of there. But if I have to, yeah, I can definitely strike stuff up. But I'm not going to try and strike something up with, like, if I keep trying and then there's nothing's happening out of this shit, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, like, peace, deuces.
I'm trying. I just need something back. You know?
Yeah, I'm kind of good at reading people. And, like, it's just like you can, like, to me, I just get the hint real quick. You know, like, if I tell them and they're like, if it's a one-word response, and I'm like,
all
right, you know, we're cool. You know, like,
off and shit.
Yeah, like, we're yeah. good, you know, like.
See, and it sucks. It's not every, you know, there's some people that just don't know how to communicate. So they may not be, you know, meaning like that, but it's like, well, at least try, bro. I know you feel, you know, you probably feel uncomfortable to strike this conversation, but it's not really super comfortable for me to doing this shit too, to just try to start this shit, lead this shit, and keep going. You know, I'm just doing it. So it would be cool if people did that back.
See, you guys are the opposite of me. I'm the don't talk to me, please. I'm scared.
don't touch me. Don't look
at
me.
I'm the introvert. Like, I want to be home. I want to be sleepy, and I just want to be doing my own thing. And it's funny because my girlfriend was like, I thought you were the outgoing social type. I'm like, listen, I match energy. I do it because I'm like, people don't want to see a Debbie Downer. Your boy is dark. I want to be asleep. Just let me be me, right? And I feel like people don't honestly like seeing that. So I'm like, oh, I'll just turn on the charm for the instance that I'm out. Because I don't want people to feel uncomfortable. Again, I do socialize in that way. Like, I'll match them.
You know how to not bring people down.
Yeah, but it's exhausting, dude. Like,
no, I get you.
There's a reason why I'm an introvert. Yeah. I want to be home and sleep.
See, and that's why I learned that ambivert shit. It was just like hits. I don't know if it's spikes of anxiety and depression and type of shit like that.
Yo, boy, but you might like, need to check for ADHD, bro. Yeah,
but I like I like staying home. I like doing shit. I mean, I paid to fucking live where the fuck I'm at. Why the fuck am I going to want to go out? But you know what does?
Now you understand that we have food at home comment now. Exactly. You know, it's harder now.
You know, but it does make you appreciate when you are outdoors and do all that shit with people whatnot. It does make you appreciate even more, like, you know, being home and all that shit, you know?
And people do that for like an escape. And I love that. But
so is that like, so I got the, say what you were again, the introvert, right?
I mean, introvert.
Yeah. But I thought introvert was only like antisocial. Cause is that only being by yourself though, like away from
the
society?
Quiet individual that just
preferring not interacting, not talking much.
Yeah. You just
okay, because like how you guys said that you guys like being home. Like I love being home. Like I hate people. I hate being around people. But that like I said, I'm very social. Like I can, when I say that I'm social, that means like I can start up a conversation like nothing. You know, that's easy for me to do right there. But like if it came to like going out to trips or whatever, I'd rather go see a bunch of trees than go to the cities, you know. But that's when you said, like, you know, the introvert, like, it's being home. Like,
all right, when you're at home and you have the preference to be with your family or in a room by yourself, what do you prefer?
Being with family.
See, I don't have that option, but I my like, I'm always in and out through my house. Like, I don't stay there often. I think this is the longest I've stayed, and that's because I'm house sitting. Everyone's not there at the moment, right? Because they're traveling. So your boy's loving it. I'm like, I get home, I get
he
mad.
Does the whole thing like where he like slides on the floor with his socks on.
Yeah, right, like the Home Alone. Yeah, like, yeah. I get things done and I like that, and then I finally get like, oh, I'm done by 7. Oh my god, that's so great. Like, it's a clean cut day, I'm done, and things get, you know, progressed. I feel like a household or social interaction takes that shit a lot longer. Like, makes it a lot longer, right?
I feel you, dude.
Like, I love people, but I also want to get my shit done.
Yeah, I get distracted really easily. And usually when there is people around, like with the dishes, like we was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sometimes I can't do it. Like, I need to have music. I need to have a fucking zone. And it's usually by my fucking self, doing shit how I fucking want to do. If not, like, I can't do it. I don't know. Someone's telling me, like, I fucking can't. And I hate that shit.
I think our brains are programmed to instantly react to people, even if we don't want to, right? Like, we will instantly be like, oh, shit, someone's in our premise. Like, now we have to socialize. We have to do, like, a front of, like, I'm ready to respond in case something happens, you know? It's like a fight or flight, but for social anxiety, I guess.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
But just to say, we love people still. We just... takes energy.
It's, we love people, but Z forced us to make a podcast. So
yeah,
there you go.
We have to meet up.
We couldn't do it from home.
Gotta socialize. Why?
We tried to just have a conference call from home, but he didn't like that shit.
Yeah, we can't even like make that happen.
He's like, Zoom's expensive, bro. We can't afford. I'm like, bro, I'll pay for that shit if it means I can stay home.
That's what I'm saying. I've got you.
Sheesh. Well, no, it's, but like, it's, to be fair, if you're at home, I wouldn't be able to get it done either.
Exactly. Because then you're going to choose to, like, you know, but I'm home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Like, now you want my home time? Like,
I don't know. It's crazy. We're fucking, we're fucked up in the head.
We're messing with Z, but yeah, we love the guy.
Do we though? We don't have to, like, you know, we don't have to say nothing nice about him. Yeah, it's a Z-free day.
It's the end of the year. He gets one.
We just met him.
No, it's the end of the year. He shouldn't get none. Like, it's a new year. Like,
I haven't said it at all, so okay, there you go. I have to give him one.
Well, he did, what, wish us pretty much a fucking bad year next year.
No, he literally did. He's like, no.
Yo, he didn't even say I'm playing or nothing. Did you catch that? Like,
yeah, and then he cut out.
And it was serious. Like, fuck,
he was
those.
Like, bye. He didn't even put his outro and everything. He was like,
right?
I hope you have a bad New Year's. Bye.
Literally. He's like, I'm going to have a great one.
2023 is going
to be
the
last time I speak to him. He's like, yeah. He just died. He just disappeared.
And this is why we have trust issues, you know? Says compliments.
He's our bro. He's our bro of all people.
And then he just takes it away.
He's like, you could try to be nice.
Or is he trying to teach us something?
Nah, he's not. He's just trying.
He's trying to teach us what he wants us to know.
So for those who don't know, he's our gaslighter. He's our resident gaslighter. Like, we need him to be like controversial, and we don't want to be, but he's God. He's so good at just egging people on. And actually, the reason why I did this because he was like, let's push. So me being an introvert, he's the extrovert. We need each other to kind of build, right?
He is extra.
Yeah, he's hella extra.
Bro. Yeah,
he's extra.
Hella extrovert.
Hella extrovert. Yep.
But, you know, where would we be without that? You know, we need a Steve Jobs and a Wozniak. See, always.
It's that balance, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Highlight that.
So, just one last thing before we go. So, we talk about problems for next year, right? Like, oh, shit, new year, new problems.
Right.
Just one thing I want to end off is, like, always don't try to add things to you. More like fix things you've been wanting to. Don't put them off. Right, I know that we all are so busy every day, and listeners, this is for you guys. Make sure you analyze what you want to change and commit to that. Don't add something, right?
So what you're saying is, like, work on the stuff that you're trying to work on now instead of trying to bring in new things and then suppressing the old stuff.
Make what you're working on now not a thing you're working on, but make it a consistent factor of your life. Like, you know, I want to wake up early. Cool. I don't agree with that, but if you're going to wake up early, that means you got to try to go to sleep early, right? Like, you got to have to understand what your ask is. So look inwards to what your problems are. Because sometimes it could be a simple fix. Like, sometimes it's like, you know what? I sleep on the left side of the bed now instead of the right. And boy, it's the best sleep ever, you know?
Yeah. I kind of took that as you said, like, what kind of life? So, like, don't fucking add shit to your fucking arsenal trying to fix shit. Fix on the shit that you already fucking got now instead of, like, neglecting your other problems. Don't add more problems.
Jack of all trades, better than a master of one, but still better than a master of none. Yeah. So just do Jack something.
Yeah. That's funny. That's actually one of the tattoos that I want to fucking get.
Well, that's the full quote.
Yeah, Jack of all trades, master of none, but still better than the master of one.
Yes. I think Z's is just jack off. Right? That's his tattoo.
Jack ass? What?
Jacking on. Jack it off. Yeah. So, yeah, for the most part, we can all agree that this year ended up in quite a weird place. We didn't expect it to be here, but.
Andrew Tate.
Yeah, of all
took
people.
Took us home.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Preferences and References Presents Only Pods with Einstein decided to leave early. Boy, thanks for being here today. Tenna, pleasure as always. Guys, have yourself a happy new year if you hear this in time. If you don't, then it's going to be really confusing. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Peace.